7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line now by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Give us the recap of last night's meeting.
Yeah, it's going to be shorter than normal. We had a lot of postponements. So number one on our agenda last night was a proposed settlement agreement for an application the commission approved in 2022 at 17 Bryan Road in Old Greenwich. Two separate parties appealed the commission's decision and also the property owner's proposal. They have reached a settlement in principle, and the commission as a party to that decision also has to agree to it. So last night the commission agreed to the conditions proposed, laid out, and that'll be going to court probably by the end of the month for the official approval of all parties agreeing to it. So that'll bring that to the end, and hopefully things will be going on down there shortly. So,
what was that about?
That was a proposal for a house on the water where the neighborhood had a dock that was a community dock that had been there for, I'm going to say, decades. And it turns out that the property that the dock is on is not the association property, but was the property of the person next door who was building the house. It became a discussion of title, which is not something the commission can entertain, but it was still the novel discussion. And there were also concerns by the commission about the design of the building. The commission did create sort of a easement away from one property line because of that concern about coastal impacts, and that wasn't apparently enough for the neighbors and the association, and they took action on their own to try to reach some sort of agreement. So sort of a move to make discussions happen, not so much a argument over the commission's decision. We're sort of just a party to this sort of complaint, but nonetheless, we made a decision, and it's being changed, so we have to agree to it as well. So.
I think I remember that one vaguely now. It was a few years ago. All right.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yep.
Yeah. All right, Pat, let's continue.
Sure. Next was 3 Chinmoy LLC at 3 Chinmoy Place. This is a proposal to build a new two-family residence with front yard parking. Commission here, the site is very sloping, so topography is making it somewhat complicated. With parking in the front yard for multifamily, commission is charged with making sure that is screened from public view and is attractive and not, a front yard parking lot. So with the slope of the site and the parking in the front yard, it's sort of competing interest, and the commission is trying to help the applicant and steer them in a direction to sort of meet all the goals of the regulations in the design. It was positive conversation, but the commission left it open for further work, so that'll be back at a later date. Next, we had JMCC 2 LLC, which is 2 Sales Street. This is another two-family development. Similar situation, not except for the sloping topography. This is a very flat lot, but parking in the front yard. This one is constrained. There is some easements on the west side of the property that precludes anything going in there. I believe it's for utility and access to a rear property. So parking and landscaping and all those things that we typically like to see with projects has to stay out of that area for purposes of not obstructing that accessway, which pushes everything over to the other side of the lot. And again, how do we get the needed parking on the site? How do we get it screened to meet the regulations? And just balancing all those competing interests. So also left open and continued, but was a positive conversation there as well. 21 Vista Drive, and there are 3 related applications, a site plan, a subdivision, and a site plan special permit, were all postponed last night and probably will not be back for until a meeting later in not until November is my guess. Next is 189 Sound Beach Avenue. This is a very modest building. It was last tenant was William Ravis Real Estate, it is in our Village District now, our old Greenwich Village District. So the first new building that the town has seen proposed since we've established it, and the applicant went through the ARC as the expert on the aesthetics of the Village District, and modified a new building proposal there, a two-story building closer to the street. Attractive, very much in keeping with the style of other buildings in the district, and so it'll be a new building probably very shortly since we approved it last night. So exciting because it's a Village District decision, and we've just established that a few years ago, so it's new, and it's a new technique, but it looks like this has been very successful. So we hope that they go forward, and we have something that's attractive there going for a long time. Next, we had TCS Realty, which is Toyota of Greenwich. Those two applications were postponed very shortly before the meeting last night, so stay tuned for that. I don't know when that's going to come back, but obviously the next meeting or later. Then we had Berkeley Insurance Company was postponed. And then we had two text amendments on the agenda, one relating to smoke shops and the other relating to the historic overlay district. The first one has been a long discussion. I have the privilege of going and talking to and listening to a lot of neighborhood associations and their concerns as it relates to land use items. And one particular discussion when we were in Byram was about smoke shops and the apparent proliferation or threat of proliferation, mostly because New York State in the last legislative session, two, but it was enacted in the beginning of this current calendar year, raised the requirements in the law on smoke, nicotine, and nicotine delivery devices. And that means that their regulations are more stricter than ours, which is creating a possibility that some of those smoke shops would want to jump the line and make use of our lesser regulations here in Connecticut and sell those products. So commission and I were concerned about the proliferation and just sort of the concentration of these in some of our downtown districts. They, I'm not going to fault anybody who likes to smoke, but having many of them in one location is obviously not ideal. They tend to be problematic in the sense that they advertise with neon lights and window signage and things like that, which is constantly a battle for us to keep everything neat and tidy and in accordance with the regulations. But also, Byram and other most of our commercial districts are very walkable, and you have to go through them to get to schools and other facilities, community centers, and whatnot. So having the possibility of many of them, especially on the western side of town, was a concern. So we've drafted this regulation with the intent of providing a distance between those establishments, so 1,000 feet between smoke shops and then 3,000 feet from schools and churches and hospitals and health centers and those things. Got a lot of comments from the public about improving the language that we proposed, but also making sure that we are not precluding cigar shops and some of the higher-end establishments that have been here in Greenwich a long time but also are not contributing to the issue that we're talking about, which really is the vapes, the nicotine delivery devices, the flavored tobaccos, those things that seem to attract or seem to be attracting young people to smoke, and they are obviously probably not the most healthiest thing to be partaking in, but again, they are legal and can be sold. So trying to curb them. We took a lot of the comments in, and we're going to be working on some tweaks to sort of get some of those good ideas that we received over the last few weeks into the new amendment. So stay tuned on that, but we did not vote, but we definitely had a long conversation on it. Next was the historic overlay district. This has been a regulation that we've had on the books for a long time. It was last amended in 2018. It is an incentivized zoning where if you have a home or a property of significant age and historic value, You could apply for an overlay zone, which would allow you some incentives, either more density, greater square footage of the building, some ancillary uses if you're closer to the business districts where you could have some commercial enterprises, even if you're in a residential zone, all in exchange for preserving our historic structures and properties. So the commission has had a few applications over the last couple of years, and the consistent complaint that the commission has with the applications is that the quality of the ask is not exactly what they feel is the intent of the regulation. So this amendment is to seek to say what the commission wants so that the proposals coming in are more aligned with the goal of the zoning, and also that everybody's aware of what those parameters are. So nobody is misunderstanding or reading things differently. We're essentially asking what we want, and people, will, if they provide them, will hopefully succeed in getting an application in which they preserve their structure and get some incentives from zoning. So still wordsmithing, finding some competing issues. Some people who are keen on preservation town are concerned that this is maybe not addressing some of the issues with work that goes on in ancillary to these historic buildings, and that we should be watching them maybe more carefully, the more age structures. But the commission is taking all that under consideration, and again, we're going to work the language a little bit more, hopefully one more time, and then come back at a later meeting. And then lastly, we have Eagle View Holdings, 1165 King Street. This is the 830G application to renovate or replace, I should say, the skilled nursing facility at Greenwich Woods. That application was postponed before the agenda was, after the agenda was posted, I should say, and we'll be back at the next meeting.
And talk about that next meeting. When is it, Pat?
Sure. Next meeting is the 28th. We're going to have some of these postponements on 1165 King Street will be on. We will also be likely talking about a zoning map amendment for the rear building line along Railroad Avenue. This was at a last month's meeting. The statute proposal at the front of Havemeyer Building is expected to be discussed at our next meeting there. 30 and 38 West End Avenue, which is the Presbyterian Church or Living Hope now, and Old Greenwich will be back. Berkeley Insurance Company, the Davenport Steamboat Road office renovation there will be discussed also at the last meeting. So those are the major ones that will be talked about in a couple weeks.
All right, great, Pat. As always, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, reporting on last night's PNZ meeting.